Feel your seat. Drop in. Okay, so the first thing I want to point out is we have now. Remember, I think one or two sessions ago, I talked about the right and left brain, and we've considered the right brain to be the creative, artistic, and the left brain to be the logical. All, and I said all of that is really 3D. Your whole brain is 3D. It's your field that is more expanded. That doesn't go through the brain. So it's easy to stay in the brain. And not let go. And one of the ways that we get out of the brain is by sensing the body. It's the nervous system of the body. Sensing that seems to be a gateway out of that linear, encased 3D mind. So feel. And if you can begin with feeling your breath, feeling your toes, feeling your shoulders, whatever you can feel, it means you're gathering yourself back to that concentrated being and drawing your energy back into you. And your awareness. And it's amazing how extended the 3D mind can be. That's one of the beauties of it. But it is also boxed in. It's limited. There we go. Maybe you can feel yourself starting to come back. Note how it feels to come back. Just in the vicinity of your being. Just if you can get into the vicinity of your being. It's really important to recognize this sense of coming back, and everyone's starting to come back now. Because that's kind of the first initiative. If you can't recognize that you're out there, you don't know that you need to come back. And we all have signs when we're too far extended. Something usually hurts. There's a maybe a speediness or a confusion that we feel, a pressure and anxiety. We come out of right relationship, right timing, and it's a disconnect. So it's important to be able to recognize your disconnect and then lovingly breathe yourself back in. Lovingly. That's the hard part. And believe me, there will be all kinds of explanations and reasonings and, beliefs about why you are disconnected, and you can't believe any of them. We come back to feeling. Which I'm sure Ananda's hearing the old phrase that you can get more stinking from thinking than you can from drinking, but to feel is for real.
Amen, amen, amen.
Yes. From a teacher we've shared. There we go. So now maybe you can feel your stomach breathing in and out, moving, your body starting to relax a little. Little density dispersing. So I had that series of my series of clearing heavy energy pictures on the page last week. And all of them told the story of being connected to the living energies of the earth in order to clear the heavy energies. Oh, and I'm really trying to do female pictures and male pictures so that we're all represented, because I think it makes a difference. For a long time, I was just doing a lot of female ones, and I wanted to include the male ones too. Okay, now maybe you can feel a little energy in your seat and your feet. And this may seem like we're going backwards, but we're not. Our life is getting more and more dense. So our muscle building, instead of lifting 600-pound weights, we're lifting 800-pound weights now. So our muscle building is being challenged, and we're growing stronger muscles. And coming back. But I love the comments about people practicing their concentration exercise and finding their own way of coming back, remembering throughout the day. So never feel like you're failing. Anytime you come back is a victory. Okay, now we're getting our root chakras centered and connected. And luxuriate in relaxing. And yeah, we focus on the body to relax, but it's the mind that's the hardest to relax. There we go. Now the circle's starting to come into coherence. And I'm relating this to you so you can relate what you feel to what's happening. The circle's just beginning to come into coherence. And energy starting to flow as the circle and sphere is forming. And that's the ceremonial aspect of this work. And the feeling of each of us coming together and going through an attunement process where we attune to the same frequency, same light, same teachers, same guidance. And how much harmony that creates, which then allows the wisdom to flow. And the wisdom can show up uniquely in each one of us. And each one of us sharing the wisdom that shows up in us is what's meant to happen in a ceremony. That each person's unique version of wisdom, when put into the living energy of the ceremony, raises the frequency of the entire group participants. That's ceremony. Beautiful. And remember last week we spoke to the idea of letting go of any belief so that wisdom could come through. That was a very big teaching and transmission. Sense the pile of beliefs that you have. Sense the energy of that pile of beliefs, just intuitively. And invite them to dissolve. You don't have to go through them all. Just invite whatever wants to let go to let go. Now, beliefs are woven into our identity, even into our cellular structure. And so we don't just cut them off. They need to die a natural death. They die a natural death through revelation, through understanding. And when we are shifting our belief system, sometimes we get sick because it is interwoven in our cellular. And that's why we take this gentle ceremonial approach week by week throughout the year. And that's how I see, all the classes is just a year-long series of ceremonies to allow what can shift each week without creating an equal and opposite reaction, without creating some kind of re-traumatization or reaction. So that we can gently shift week by week as smoothly as possible. And it's in tune with the right timing of the planetary energies, the solstices and equinoxes, and it brings, like I said, it's harmony. It's ceremonial harmony. Now the axis is starting to form in the group, which means the toroidal field will start to flow. And then we start to shift out of 3D into a more dimensional consciousness. If your third eye is activating, balance it out with your feet and the earth chakra energy. And you should, when you do that, you should feel an overall flow of energy in more of the spherical sense than just the pressure in the third eye, which can it can cause pain, it can cause headaches, it can cause a shift in the cranial bones. So you don't want too much pressure in the third eye. So balance that out. Chakras are not meant to be pointy. They have an axis in them. It's true. But once they're fully activated, they're flowing, balancing, they're balancing within themselves as toroidal fields, each one, and then within the greater system. So everything should be moving towards balance through to silence, to a feeling of a beautiful harmony, opening up to a feeling of love and beauty, and a sense of feeling good, balanced. Now, some higher frequencies are coming into the circle, starting to cleanse the heavy energy that outgasses into the circle. It all gets digested. And we go through our greeting of the living energies so that we begin to resonate with the original living energies of creation, which are the elements. Really interesting sometime to go through a process of greeting all the elements of the periodic table. That would be an interesting exercise if anyone's interested in that. But we align with the earth energies, with Mother Earth, the supreme creator energies. And so we resonate with her. We love her. We greet her. We become her. Notice the stabilizing effect. And we greet and merge with the water element. Oh, and oh, the spirit of the land and the nature spirits. I'm sorry, I forgot. They're very important to align with and resonate with. And then the water element, the water energies, the living waters. There. Very soothing flow. And we become the soothing flow. We come in harmony with the water frequency. And it's all an experience, it's a feeling. We're not looking to get anything, we're not looking for some kind of result. We're sinking into a feeling. So as we align with the living energies, we become clearer and clearer channels for the greater cosmic energies. So we align with the fire element, the element of luminosity, of light. And light actually has sound in it. The light and sound frequencies come together. And feel that light spreading throughout your body, becoming the light flow. Giving over to the intelligence of these elements, the intelligence of the living energies. And now we align with the air elements. The invisible flow of life. the pulse, the rhythm. It's not just the breath in and out of the body, but the in and out, the pulse of life throughout the cosmos, the breathing cosmos. And aligning with the ether. The pure intelligence of the living energies. And it's a sense, it's a feeling. It's an experience. See what'll let go in you and allow yourself to sink into the experience, which is beyond association with what you know about these elements and into the frequency, the geometry, might have nothing to do with what you associate the elements with. It's the synthesized experience. And the group is coming into greater and greater resonance, and there's a greater light entering the group. Permeating the group. So, do it a different degree with each person. You're sensing, connecting with, becoming the living energy of creation. It's not mental, you can't figure it out. And you have to let it be, you have to allow it. And the mind has to step back and not expect anything from it because it leads to revelation. It doesn't lead to thinking. Good. Now we'll orient to the directions. To the east. And as we do this, we're building our field to align with the greater forces, with the cosmic forces. And like I said before, it builds the crystalline sacred geometry of your being to align with the directions. So if you picture the four directions plus above and below and within, you have a crystalline structure. And when your crystalline structure becomes very clear and organized, you are catapulted out into the cosmic consciousness. So we align with the frequency of the East. Of the South. Of the West. Of the North. Above and below. And within. So I put up those pictures that show the crystalline pyramidal dimensional forms. And when that resonance with the directions comes into harmony for you, it opens a gateway to being literally catapulted into enlightened dimensions, not just random dimensions, but more enlightened dimensions of cosmic consciousness. I also want you to share your awareness with your feet and recognize that you're still in your body. That this is an integrative experience, not a dissociative one. And there's beams of light coming in from the greater crystalline consciousness of the cosmos, pulsing, beaming, connecting. Enveloping us. And there's a natural progression towards greater and greater light, greater and greater harmony, greater consciousness. And once the foundation is set up, if your concentration of being is formed enough, it allows you to keep expanding through scales of harmonies. And our being literally gets recreated in the image of the divine. as this resonance is set up and the cosmic alignment occurs, there's a point at which the divinity, overarching divinity, enters into our being and reconfigures us, renews us, recreates us in the frequency of that divinity. And it is an experience instead of a scripture. Is this what they meant when they said man was made in the image of God? Except it's an ongoing experience.